Evening, everyone. My name's Anthony Dixon. I'm just going to share some thoughts with you. I pondered and considered what to share, and I really feel that just sharing the journey that myself has been on, but that also, of course, incorporates pretty much my family, even though they have their own intimate moments with this whole process, as you can all relate to. And life is obviously an individual process. And I think more than anything, over the past 3 years, that's been magnified to my soul more than anything, that life is an individual process. And the journey to Christ is exactly that. It is a journey to Christ. And I thought about that. I said, what does a journey to Christ therefore look like? And I reflect back on scriptures that I read, the Bible, the Book of Mormon, Abraham, Moses, Nephi, Enos, Moroni, then more modern times, Joseph Smith. You know, what were these journeys? And I reflect on my life and the journey that I've been on. And although I say the last 3 years, because this is when we got exposed to some additional knowledge and information that we were kind of confronted with, let's say, my journey's been my whole life, of course. So my spiritual journey in this mortal realm started through the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My mum and dad were converted to that religion through missionaries knocking on the door that were never supposed to knock on that door, but met people in the street in the local town and were given a dodgy address. But they didn't know it was a dodgy address. So they knock on the door and my mum and dad are there, and it's obviously not the people that they'd met on the street. And my mum and dad were not interested. Nice people. I believe my mum's a lovely person, and my dad is no longer here, but a lovely person, and my mum is right here at the front. But they weren't interested. But over time and time, they embraced that. And I grew up forever grateful for the knowledge that was passed from those missionaries to my mum and dad, and then I was taught it. And I reflect as I'm older, and even before this time of learning additional information, that there isn't a point that I could tell you that pinpoints me back to when I knew that Jesus Christ is who he says he is. Or when Joseph Smith declares what he believed and that I believed that. Or when I thought the Book of Mormon contained the Word of God. I can't tell you a moment. It's been something that's always been in me. So I have never doubted the truth of those matters. It's been a part of my soul forever in this life. And so my whole life has been lived based upon the truthfulness of those elements. And I've put an awful lot of trust in the Book of Mormon, but mostly in my brother Jesus Christ. That's who I've leant on my whole life. And I've had experiences that without any doubt I know have touched my soul from a space that's not normal. And I know that that's my father, my mother, and my brother Jesus Christ. So that was kind of the remit that I lived by. And I was a very committed member of the church. We got fully involved. It was the best vehicle, is how I would refer to it. Even when I was completely there all many years ago, it was the best vehicle that I felt Christ was being delivered through. However, when I read scripture, I could see very clearly that the vehicle I was in did not deliver what Christ delivers, or what Christ did deliver when he walked the earth, and what he would share through other messengers through scripture. It was very clear to me. And I'd make some ad hoc comments to my wife and to others that I thought were quite out there, but as I realize now, they're not even slightly out there. But That was how I always felt. And so for me, I would say to people, this is the road I'm going to be on all my life. If it's a mess and it's a joke, then I'm okay with that because this is where Christ is for me. And that's how I lived. And then about 3 years ago, my wife got reconnected with a friend that she had known on her mission, as you know, Jonathan. And she had a lot of respect for this chap and knew his closeness to Christ and his relationship with Christ. And when they got reconnected, she found out that he was no longer active in the church. And that intrigued her because of what she thought of Jonathan and what she had felt of his spirit. So that curiosity got her to ask a few questions and to then have a bit of dialogue. And I wasn't involved in that process at all. And then Liz would come and share a few things with me. And my instant reaction to her was, just be really careful there. Just be really careful. And then I would say to her, and she'd sort of keep feeding me a bit, and I'd say, it's all a bit verbose. It's just a lot of stuff. Just give me the meaty stuff. Give me something that's different. Give me something that adds to whatever I already know about Christ. Just give me something. But you know as well as I do, the material's not that clean and easy to just do that, right? So she would just go, so I didn't really pay loads of attention, but I would listen. And then one day when she sort of shared, or somehow I got to find out that there was someone that was claiming that they had had visitations from Christ. Now, suddenly, based upon what I've just shared with you about who I was and who I am, that has to get my attention. So I wouldn't care where that would come from or who would claim such a thing, but it's the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I know there could be lots of people that can do that in the world, so yeah, I would happily go there if someone would introduce that. But because this came from an intimate person that I'm married to, from someone that she then trusts, this would cause curiosity, more than curiosity for me. Because if there's something about Jesus Christ that needs to be heard, then I would engage in it. So I started to engage in that process and to read and to look and to see how it felt. Did it feel like Jesus Christ to me? Did it sound like Jesus Christ to me? And I couldn't see it not. So it was confrontational to many of the things that I had traditionally believed and was very much engaged in. However, over here, it was Christ. So which one's going to win out? And for me, I've already made my lifetime commitment of what I would do, and that would be to follow Jesus Christ. I always thought that would be in this vehicle over here. And that's what I would always defend, because that's where Jesus Christ was. And now I'm being presented with a conundrum and a bit of confrontation that I'm seeing Christ somewhere else. But does that really matter? Because for me, that was always what trumps everything. And so that was the road that I started to explore down. And I can distinctly remember moments when I would sit and I would really just kind of ponder, mostly in wildlife and countryside. And I felt things that I hadn't felt before connected with Christ. And I would ponder the conundrums and ponder the contradictions and ponder whether this is acceptable or this isn't acceptable, and how can that be and how could that not be? But I always would just be drawn back to the knowledge, the faith, the trust that I put in this man that I really believed has walked this earth and shown us how to be forgiven of our sins, how to change, and how to become like him. And suddenly I was being presented with information that was present. It wasn't someone 200 years ago. It was someone showing a different example, a way to approach Christ, a way to understand Christ more, a way to get closer to him. And as I referenced quite a few times when I talk to people about this, They said the 4-minute mile was unbreakable. And then someone did it. And then we know what happens after that. Oftentimes we need examples. And I don't blame a lot of people that find it really tough to entertain thoughts and different angles that are against tradition, because we don't have people to look up to show us or point us. And even if we have that, it's really tough. But I was grateful for that access to knowledge and access to people that could share that this isn't something that is in the future. This is something that's present for you now, Anthony, if you choose. Because as I said before, drawing back, I always knew there would be things that Christ wouldn't accept. But my answer was, Christ will deal with that when he returns. That was always my thought process. And I was fine with that. And I believed I'd get on board. But now it's been presented in my face now. Confronting me now in this moment in my life. And am I going to be able to move into that space? Am I waiting for that event, or am I going to see that there's something here is presenting that as an option now? And that was confrontational. That is challenging. And that is difficult. But focusing on my brother, it makes it the route that I needed to travel. So Liz and I, we embraced it, and we fortunately had, or unfortunately, whichever way one would look at our life, had a physical journey at the same time as our spiritual journey that on the surface probably looks far more dramatic and far more challenging than the one that was going on internally. But I think they were sent from God as a gift for us to be able to travel this at the same period. And through that, we were able to see miracles and blessings from our brother, not only spiritually, but physically. And I've learned from that process that I don't think your faith, and this is just my view, I'm not sure your faith can be developed unless you're prepared to move to a space that is uncomfortable and uncontrollable and unknown. I think it's awfully challenging to expect faith to grow when you know where the next week's going to come and the next corner's going to bring and you've got it all sussed out. And for us, we were thrown that. That's nothing to do with us choosing that. Although you could say my choices created it, fair enough, I take responsibility. But the result of that was pushing us to a space that we were in that place. And we got fortunate to see the hand of God work in our life time and time again. And it's based on faith. But as it talks about in the Book of Mormon, blessed are those that are compelled, which is me. And even more blessed are those that are not. But I see that as a true, true thing. And that through that process, we develop that faith and develop that faith. And I'm still a man of faith. I'm not a man of knowledge. I have not witnessed things that are knowledgeable. But I have a strong faith. And I've had intimate moments that have built upon that faith and developed the ability to do what we're doing presently because I believe it to be Christ. And I say to people also, look, when people talk to me about this and say, well, Anthony, what's happening with you? Or they feel that you're going wayward or away from Christ. And I totally understand that. I say to him, look, one day I'm going to sit with my brother. I'm going to stand with my brother. I'm going to talk with my brother. And if he says to me, I sent you that message, and you didn't go that way, how am I going to feel? And then I ask myself the question, that I followed what I believe is the Spirit and my relationship with Christ. And it's a mess. And this whole route is a mess. Which one am I happy with? I can't stand there with him and say, oh, thanks, but I discarded it. But if I go that route and he says, what were you going on, mate? I'll say, I thought that was you, brother. I obviously am so deluded. Give me another go. but I thought that was you. I don't feel bad about that. And that's the journey I choose to go on. And so that's really where I'm at. I don't know the end of this journey, but I know where we're at. And I see in the Book of Mormon who I am now. I used to be the man pointing the finger. I'm now the man having the finger pointed at me. And it's humbling and it's meek, or I have to be meek and I have to embrace the possibility that is out there for me that I used to think I was already way down that road. Ultimately, I'm so grateful that I have a brother in Jesus Christ that has already done all this stuff, that has created the peace, the joy that I am able to step into if I choose, that I can be forgiven and am forgiven of the things that I've done and do. And I give all credence to him, and that is where I seek. And I'm grateful for the messages that are being presented. I'm grateful for messengers that have been sent by our Father and our Mother in heaven since the world began. And these messengers are great, but it isn't about the messenger. It's purely about the message they bring. And if we embrace that message, then miraculous things will happen in our life. But it's us. It's a journey and it's an effort and it's a graft. Again, I compare it to people spend hours becoming professional whatevers. Hours consumed by it in their mind or their physicality. And they think they're going to become like Christ from 5-10 minutes a day. Who am I kidding? It's a graft, it's a battering ram, and it's a journey. But it's a joyful one alongside that if we grasp Jesus Christ. If we grasp anything else, it will fail us. It will fail us. But Christ will not fail us, and it will be our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.